Proclamation number 8625 of 24th of September, 1963. Priority of vineyard work. When you feel inwardly driven to be active for me and my kingdom, then you can already register this as my work in you. Then I myself speak to you through the heart and urge you to comply with my request. Then you therefore also know that my will is expressed in you, and you can now be active without hesitation and certain of my blessing. And your doing will always correspond to my will. Therefore just be untiringly active. Do what you are able to do, and leave everything else to me. Again and again I tell you that it is exceedingly necessary to supply fellow men with truth, and therefore I will also bless all efforts and works, which are undertaken for the spreading of truth. Because I know it who is still receptive and willing to receive for it, and truth is also to be supplied to these out of me. Only your will must be prepared for it, because I force no man to be active for me, because such compulsion cannot have a beneficial effect. Because love must always be the cause for activity for me, but love tolerates no compulsion. But you will not lack evidence of my silent cooperation, and you will be happy to be allowed to serve me. I see the great spiritual misery. I see the darkness in which men walk. I see the spiritual low, which is its cause in the lack of love of men. And it is urgently necessary that the gospel of love is again brought to men, although it will often be preached to deaf ears, but it must be supplied to men in all purity. It must again go out from me directly and take the way to men, if there is still to be a possibility that their hearts are touched. Men must be given knowledge of their earth life assignment. They must be instructed in all truth, if success is still to be achieved at all. And even if there are only few who take the words to heart, who hear, open their ears, but these few are rescued from a renewed walk through the creations of earth, and what that means, that only I know. But exactly for that reason my fatherly care is meant for men, and I exhaust every possibility which still can bring souls back to me before the end. But I always need willing servants on earth for this, who are active as mediators, who accept the assignment from me to carry the gospel out into the world, which is supplied to them by me directly. You therefore, you stand in my service. Do you know what that means? That your God and Creator, your Father from eternity, has chosen you to work together with him according to his will. That is why you are not allowed to let yourselves be held back from this work. You should always regard it as a matter of priority and be certain that I will take care of all your earthly worries and that no earthly disadvantage will arise for you either. For I am a good father of the house whose servants truly need not suffer any hardship if they only conscientiously carry out the work he assigns to them. Only you humans can help your fellow human beings, for an unusual address, which I could certainly also address to people, would only force them to believe, and this would be futile. But I nevertheless address people unusually when my word is conveyed to them, when they listen to it. And if they listen to it willingly, then it will also touch them unusually and cause them to think about it. Nevertheless, the freedom of will has to be left to them, but what can only be done to snatch men from the darkness of spirit and to stimulate them to love work, that I will still do before the end. And I want to bless those who offer themselves to me for service, who are willing to do vineyard work and therefore to help in the redemption of those who have not yet completely fallen prey to my opponent. Because it is not much longer time. Amen.